Welcome to Alphabet Flight, an encyclopedic Marvel journey where we go through the official Marvel handbook and talk about the characters we know and love and have forgotten along the way. I'm your helping host, Jordan, and with me is someone from the Thieves Guild, Art.
Hi, I'm an assassin, and I'm gonna try to steal you and force you to marry me, even though I'm clearly. Am I married? Wait. At this time, I forget if this is time.
Think...
No, wait. You are married. Wait. He was married to Belladonna. Okay.
Well, no. He was, and they've divorced, or they've kept it like that they're still connected at times. But I know now officially he's divorced and married to Rogue.
Oh,
so
yeah. But
did you?
I'm an assassin, and I'm doing a Romeo Juliet thing where I marry the leader of the team.
But then he kills my brother, and now we have.
They even did it in the cartoon.
They did it in the cartoon too. That's
team and assassins.
Anyways, if you can't tell from our joking here, we're talking about Belladonna Bordreau. And we also, well, obviously, Arch, you know a bit about Belladonna, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, she was the first wife of Gambit. And she is an assassin.
Yep. And I think...
That's mostly it.
I think she still even remains an assassin. It's like, that is her job, and she...
Well, no, she is an assassin.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, yeah. that is her main job and occupation. She just... It's not, like, a secret identity or anything like that. That is her job, her life.
Yeah. But yeah. what I'm remembering properly is, of course, there's that really bad, like, written out, like, Cajun patois, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even worse, voice acting for that Cajun patois in the show. And that, I think she likes to, you know, be a little rifling. She likes to mess things up a little bit, too, if I remember properly.
Anyways, let's get into the stats here. Her real name is Belladonna Bordreau. Alias is Belladonna, all one word. Like, I've been saying Belladonna as like Bella space Donna. So Belladonna is just a nickname for her. Bell, and that's B-E-L-L-E, and Bell, B-E-L. And I probably should be putting some Cajun spice on that, but I can't do it. I'm sorry. She has no dual identity. Her occupation, as I said, is just assassin. Her citizenship is USA. Place of birth is New Orleans, Louisiana. Known relatives: Marius Bordreau, father, deceased. Julian Bordreau, brother, deceased. Remy LeBlou, Gambit, ex-husband. Jean-Luc LeBeau, ex-father-in-law. And they said it Henri, right? Like H-E-N-R-I. They say it Henri or something like that.
Henri,
okay.
Yeah,
Henri LeBeau, ex-brother-in-law, deceased. Group affiliation, the Unified Guild's Viceroy, and formerly Assassin's Guild, Matriarch. Occupation or education is unrevealed, and her first appearance was in X-Men number 8 in 1992. That's the second volume when they did the reboot there. But, story was called Tooth and Claw, and she was created by Scott Lobel and Jim Lee. Oh, and we got a Jim Lee cover this time, I believe. Yep.
Yeah, it's a pretty good cover.
Yeah, it's a really good 90s X-Men comic, like very.
Yeah, like I feel like. Oh, sorry, no, I'm not trying to interrupt. No, I feel like because, like, I was one of these people for a long time, mostly just because the only exposure I had was, like, some of the early 90s X-Men comics for the art.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, like, I don't mind, like, something close to a Jim Lee.
Yeah, they're all
when it comes to like 90s art. Yeah. Like because like he's I feel like pretty good, just pretty good in general. You know, if you like your men muscly and your women boobly, you got it. He gotcha. but yeah.
Yeah, and
I don't know, it's a pretty good cover.
Yeah, and I think it kind of gives a good idea. Like, it's got above the X-Men title, it says Gambit versus Bishop, and a little little exclamation bubble that says "Nuff said." And I think they got a good image for it with like Bishop standing over a pretty beat up looking Gambit.
Yep, and then you have Rogue, his bow, his boo thing.
Looking concerned, and then in the little corner you got a flaming skull because it's got a special appearance by Ghost Rider.
Yeah, it's a little hard to say. It looks like he's almost laying on a bed, like bed with Ghost Rider stuff on it. But we also did mention Jubilee and Cyclops. In the background, being like, what?
Yeah, they're far in the back and looking astonished or surprised.
Yeah. Some would say this is very astonishing that this would happen with the X-Men. And then, yeah.
I'm just now noticing that Bishop's eyes are just solid red. Like, there's not that weird purple-pink glow that he does for his powers.
Yeah, that feels a little weird. Because, it's supposed to be purple or pink or, you know, one of those.
Well, I mean, maybe when they went to print, they couldn't do that specifically for... Because his head's right in the middle of the title. Maybe they just felt that would cover it even worse than the smoke from his gun.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Also, I just realized we weren't describing the characters' appearances at all.
No.
At all during this. Definitely go to the...
Yes, please.
To the Twitter.
Yes, please.
The Tumblr, Twitter. You know, whatever.
Whatever is working. Yeah. We'll have links.
Yeah.
But yeah, Belladonna is just your typical. Well, I mean,
she's a white,
not counting her outfit.
Girl, woman.
Not counting.
No, her outfit. Oh, that's different. But she is a white lady with blonde hair.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Just in appearance, just in general appearances. As for outfits, like
her outfit is just
either of them. Like hold on, let me check something. Does her gallery have her in any regular clothes? Okay, good. Yeah, there. Oh, okay. One image of the gallery of her has her in regular clothes. Everything else is in assassin like outfits.
And they're real loud. The main picture has her in like a navy blue bodysuit with like a pink or magenta wrap around her arms and legs for most of it.
And a big green cape. I mean...
Yeah, like imagine Dr. Doom's cape, but, like, with a pink chain holding it.
Yeah, it's together. I mean, I guess as a matriarch, she doesn't have to go out on missions on herself, or it's just that, you know, when you're the best assassin out there, it doesn't matter if you blend in with the shadows.
Well, it's just like how Gambit has like full on metal boots and a breastplate on, and he's supposed to be a master thief.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. It's definitely. I think they're just, you know, trying to make it harder on themselves, probably.
Yeah, they're like limiters.
Yeah.
They want a challenge. These aren't people who just want to get the things done, they want to do it with flair. All right, let's get into the history. Daughter of the leader of the New Orleans Assassins Guild, Belladonna Bordreaux was born while the guild was involved in an ages-old conflict with the similarly structured Thieves Guild. And they actually do spell out thieves, so I'm not going to say thieves unless they try and spell it like the Cajun patter. Bella first met Remy LeBeau when they were children, becoming fast friends despite their very different backgrounds. After LeBeau was accepted into the Thieves Guild, Bella's friendship with him was seen as a chance for an alliance between the guilds, and the two were betrothed by their respective parents. Immediately after the wedding, Bella's brother Julian refused to accept their marriage and challenged LeBeau to a duel. LeBeau won, but slew Julian and was excommunicated from the Thieves Guild and exiled from New Orleans. Yeah, that's a great wedding night. Over the ensuing years, Bella's own mutant powers manifested, and she grew bitter toward LeBeau for abandoning her. Kandra of the Externals was a driving force behind the Assassin's Guild, and she too held a grudge against LeBeau. Kandra stoked Bella's hatred for him and helped develop her mutant powers. When the guilds were later infiltrated by the alien brood, Bella sought aid from LeBeau, now Gambit of the X-Men, and Ghost Rider, Daniel Ketch. Or should that be Danny Ketch? I don't know. They something.
No, no, Danny. Yeah. No, no, oh no, I refuse. I refuse to call him Daniel Ketch. They need to stop doing these Ghost Riders.
Bella was instrumental in defeating the Brood Queen, but nearly died from the strain and fell comatose. Gambit obtained the Elixir of Life from Kandra to heal Bella. However, during the process, Gambit's lover, Rogue, accidentally touched Bella, absorbing some of her memories and leaving her an amnesiac upon awakening. Bella's memories eventually returned, and following her father's death, she assumed leadership of the Assassin's Guild. Seeking revenge, Bella kidnapped Rogue's childhood friend, Cody Robbins, luring Rogue into a fight. Bella had Kandra strip both Bella's and Rogue's powers, but Rogue was still able to defeat her. Later, Bella took advantage of several contracts taken out on Gambit's life by the new Sun, an alternate reality Gambit from Earth 9921. You know, I read that series and I kind of liked it. There was a lot of stuff in there that I liked. It was over the top. And, you know, it's one of those weird things where, like, oh, now that he's the main character in the series, you're going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at them. But I don't know. I liked his sidekick, the courier, with them.
Yeah, that was fun.
And also because before it was even, like, you know, a regular thing and stuff like that, you could technically call the courier a trans character. It's weird what happened to them and everything, but the fact that they eventually came to terms with it as well was also kind of nice. Like, you see it was a natural progression that I thought was nice to see. You know, like, it wasn't stumbling, as some things when they try to do that have. Also, I liked it that it also kind of also definitely kind of proved that Gambit was bisexual.
Yeah, no, Gambit, like, Gambit is so bi.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way he's not. And there's also no way that him and Rogue doesn't have an open relationship either, because I don't feel like you could contain the raw sexuality of Gambit with just one person. Also, we saw him dress up in a maid outfit, so yeah. I mean, that confirms it. Sure, was it because he lost a fight? Yeah,
but he did.
But that's also another way you could be dare sure, to put on.
He a sure he outfit. Sure didn't argue against it.
No, he didn't. So,
Gambit had since become patriarch of the Thieves Guild, and Bella confronted him after he defeated the mercenaries hired to kill him. They became trapped in a collapsed building, wherein they reconciled their differences after Bella confessed that she still loved him. They agreed to work together in uniting the guilds, and though Gambit was initially elected leader, he eventually stepped down and Bella filled the position. Bella later met and romanced Danielle Taylor, the super bandit character, and who was secretly using her to gain control of the unified guild. Bandit exposed Taylor's scheme, and after teaming with both men against mutinous guild members, Bella rejected Taylor. During the Superhuman Civil War, Bella was among those criminals who met en masse with Hammerhead during his attempt to recruit others to oppose the Kingpin. Discovered by S.H.I.E.L.D. forces led by Iron Man, Tony Stark, many of the assembled villains were captured. It's unknown whether Bella escaped. As far as I know, I think she did escape. I think she's still alive, right? Like, she...
I think she showed up briefly in one of the... In a recent comic, like, within the last year, but, like, it wasn't, like, a big thing. It was just basically being like, hey, you remember me, Gambit?
I'm still around.
And then her looking over at Rogue being like, I hate you. And then walking off
into the darkness. I don't think her and Rogue ever really got along. Like, they haven't reconciled, that's for sure.
No.
And I know she was in one of the Deadpool series for, like, an arc, but she got actually impaled on a sword there. But, like most characters, that didn't really keep her from dying. Let's go over her stat block here. Her height is 6 feet, eyes blue, weight 150 pounds, hair blonde. Ability and accessories. Bella can generate plasma blasts from her hands and has unqualified psionic abilities. She is a skilled assassin and formidable hand-to-hand combatant. And, I'm trying to figure out what to do for trivia here. Okay, I think I have a trivia for you.
Okay. Hey, Gigi, did you remember anything I just told you about?
Which external was helping the Assassin's Guild? and also had a grudge against Remy.
The only external I remember right now is it's Cannonball that I know. I know he doesn't have a thing against him at all. So.
Kandra. So he's Kandra of the X.
Kandra. Okay. I don't.
Yeah.
Of course, I forgot about them.
There's like, I can think of maybe two externals off the top of my head, and one of them's just is very esoteric. Like Gideon, I think, is an external, and who knows that? Like, he's not really important. He's hardly known.
Yeah.
And I think I only know him because I had the collectible cards, you know? So like I had a specific card so I could actually see who that person was.
It's kind of like how I have a figurine of I have a action figure. Not a figurine, it's an action figure of Dread Knight, and like I don't care about Dread Knight at all, but I have a figure. I have it.
Yeah.
I have it. Now I have to remember stuff about them. Like how he fought against the actual Frankenstein's monster. And like I think also fought against Victoria Frankenstein as well. And stole Aragorn and stole.
Well, he had a
demon horse.
Well, the demon horse was definitely used to be one of Black Knight's. Exactly stolen. It was just like he just found it.
Yeah,
like Black Knight kind of actually literally lost it, and he kind of like took it up and took care of it.
Yeah. So.
I'm not getting a bugle here either, I think.
Okay, well, I might be stretching, but I also think that they're with not too far.
Okay.
So Bimpo, part of multiple teams, technically.
Okay, yeah.
Ghost Rider showed up.
Ghost Rider showed up.
So I put anti-hero.
Okay.
SHR, I mentioned.
Oh, yeah, because of the Silver.
Dead parent or parents.
Yep.
Mutants.
Yep.
Trained in hand-to-hand combat. Yep. Had multiple aliases.
Yeah.
Lesser known slash used team.
Okay.
Or teams.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
And then I put Avenger there. Avengers.
Because of the...
Or Avenger, because Iron Man.
Okay, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Well, that's what it was supposed to be
for when they just...
Avenger showed up.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, because Iron Man showed up, yeah.
So that could... that being said, I was one away from getting a bugle. We did get anyone from the Golden Age, unless we did. No, we definitely didn't.
No.
No. Come on, let's see if I can pull something out at the last second. No. There's no way I could pull it out.
Would you think because they were like, they basically did the Romeo, Juliet, and Betrothed thing, that they were part of a prophecy or destiny? Like, it was definitely a long-term plan, but it wasn't like a prophesized thing.
No!
Yeah.
I would say no.
It seemed hard. Because
I feel like it has to be like specifically like they were raised to be the person who killed this person.
Yeah, that's true.
Type thing.
Oh wait, no, the new son. Okay, that's something I would only know specifically unless you read the series too. The new son had all this stuff about him being prophesized.
Yeah, it wasn't mentioned though.
No. It wasn't mentioned.
That's the thing. Yeah,
we did guess a little bit in not New York City. A little bit.
I would say not New York City. Yeah.
But
also, would you count? And I don't know if there's a North America in that Earth that the other Belladonna was from. But like, I mean, could we do not North America? Because like, I feel like that'd be stretching.
Yeah.
Now, Other Earth, definitely, but like...
Yeah.
Also, was there a resurrection in this story at all? No, there wasn't.
No, it just said... Only death. She was in a coma.
Yeah, she was in a coma.
Seemingly dead would work if you had that.
No, I don't.
Aw.
Man, I had it. Whatever. This is fine. I'm fine. This is the closest I've gotten so far.
It'll happen. I mean, that's the thing. It's a very big probability pool. Sooner or later, it'll work.
Yeah, it is.
It's still fun. I gotta say that.
Yeah, it is fun. It's just, you know, I'm one away. One away. But yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let me do the plugs here. You can catch are here also with Faith on their new podcast, Justice Like Lightning, a Thunderbolts podcast where they go over every issue of Thunderbolts. Marvel's team of bad guys turn good, or trying to do good, or pretending to do good. It really depends.
Or forced to be good.
I mean...
Yeah, one of those.
I mean, it came after Suicide Squad was first created, so... Well, I can see why someone would say, like, it's like that. But at the same time,
It wasn't like that until the first series. I mean, first volume officially ended.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it didn't become that until a later volume. So it's hard to say. But I think that's what a lot of people will recognize it as if they, like, look at when they recall what is most known. But still, it's a fun series. It's great. The podcast is a lot of fun. I love the little sound drops you use and the little asides you get to talk about. I highly recommend it. You can find it on where you find any podcasts under Justice Like Lightning. Meanwhile, you can find Alphabet Flight on Twitter, Tumblr, TikTok, and Instagram at Alphabet Flight, all one word. And there we put up, like, you know, images of the comic covers and characters and stuff like that. As we, you know, said that it really helps to see it sometimes because we sometimes forget to go over what the character looks like. And that's about it. So may Khonshu protect you in all your night travels. Good night.
Night.